This is John Batchelor. I spoke with my colleague Josh Rogan, who writes global opinions for the Washington Post, about the parade of senior Biden administration officials moving to Beijing to speak with members of the government or members of the party. He noted that there's little change, despite the fact that Bill Burns of the CIA, Antony Blinken of the State Department, Janet Yellen of the Treasury Department, Gina Raimondo of the Commerce Department, and John Kerry, Special Envoy on Climate, have all gathered around to talk candidly and bluntly with Chinese officials and returned with nothing in their hands. The question comes about especially national security. And I asked Josh about the report that there is no mill-to-mill negotiation, conversation, communication between Washington and Beijing in the event that there's trouble in the Eastern Pacific or in the South China Sea or in the Philippine Sea or in the Sea of Japan. Josh answered quite bluntly. He's very candid. The Chinese deceive. They give out falsehoods. The short version is they lie. Here's Josh.
Not only is there no progress, there's no mill-to-mill relationship, period. Ah. Even a year ago or 2 years ago, the defense secretary, Lloyd Austin, could get meetings and get his Chinese counterpart on the phone. That's gone now. And of course, the CCP blames Nancy Pelosi or whatever, but the bottom line is that they just cut off all those communication channels. It's really dangerous. Meanwhile, if you listen to what Chinese defense officials say in public, they say, we need to de-escalate through communication. Okay. And so, in other words, they're lying. And that's become sort of like the basic understanding of how to read Chinese foreign ministry and defense ministry press releases. They're just a bunch of lies. And at the working level, this is a really good example of how even reasonable efforts to manage the relationship responsibly are falling on deaf ears in Beijing.
I'm John Batchelor.